And we continue with Meet the Candidates on In the Moment on SDPB Radio. Right now, we're joined by Jade Addison of Sturgis. Jade Addison is a Democratic candidate for the State House of Representatives in District 29. Jade, thank you for taking time to visit with us today.
Thank you, Steve. It's an honor to be here.
You're welcome. As we did with Mr. Chilson, let's start out by visiting about your background, some of the things you have done in your career, and again, why you're running for the State House.
Well, Steve, my career has consisted of a variety of jobs, and I'm currently working in Sturgis as a veterinarian technician. The reason I decided to run, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and I decided that I can either continue to be upset about what's going on or take an action to try to make a change.
Mm-hmm. Is this the first time you've run for office of any kind?
It is.
Okay. I'm interested, before we get into some of the issues that you'd like to talk about, as a veterinarian, are there things in state government that have you maybe perplexed or the things that you wish you could change?
Well, I'm a veterinarian technician, so
okay.
I help the veterinarian
sure.
with the procedures and exams on pets. So I don't have an opinion.
Okay. One of the things you did want to talk about was our legislators and making sure they represent their districts and honor the voters of the state. Can you go into more detail on that?
Yes, one of the things that I found discouraging was when the initiated ballot measure 22 was passed by the state voters, and then the legislature reconvened and basically gutted what the voters had wished for in going to the polls.
Right. And that, of course, was one of the bigger news stories of the past year. What are some things that you think you could do as a legislator to honor the voters and prevent something like that?
Well, I think it's important that as a representative be a voice for the people who elected them. So if the people in my district would vote for something and they would want it passed, I think it's my job as a representative to say, look, the people in my district voted for this, and I think that we need to look at ways that we can honor that.
Yeah. Sounds like you're more of an independent voice, although you're running as a Democrat, and whatever the people of your district want, that's what you're going to stand up for?
Well, I think that's part of what elected representatives are supposed to do, regardless
mm-hmm.
of the party.
Mm-hmm. What about issues in equality and fairness here in South Dakota?
Well, South Dakota is a big state, and we have a diverse population. And I think that South Dakota can be a leader in unifying people. We have people of all races, genders, and sexual orientations here, and I think it's important that we as a state honor those people and recognize the people.
And that's something that's not going to diminish. That's something that will be with us and continue. All of the different people that are coming to South Dakota, that will be something that continues to grow and be part of our culture. In the legislature, fighting for issues of equality and fairness, what can you do?
Well, again, I hope I could be a voice of reason, so to speak. I think it's important that we do have areas that we can be. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
No, that's okay. One of the things you wanted to visit about, too, was wages of workers in South Dakota. Give me some explanation there and where you're coming from.
Well, in my experience, I've worked a lot of minimum wage jobs prior to the job I have. And what I found was it's very difficult to buy groceries, maintain a residence, keep tires on a car, that sort of thing. So I believe that if we have wages that people are able to live in a way that they can put tires on their car, eventually the people that manufacture, they're still going to receive the profits from that.
And are you mainly concerned with like an increase in the minimum wages overall, or wages when we talk about diversity between male and female as to their earnings?
I'm concerned first with the raising the minimum wage,
okay,
and then the gap between wages between male and female. I also think needs to be on more even keel. I did have a point in my life where I was represented by a union, and the men and the women, we had the same wage, and it didn't seem to create some of the issues that get created when people are doing the same job get different wages.
Sure. What would be a fair minimum wage, if I could ask you?
I'd like to see the minimum wage at $10 an hour.
Okay. Are there any other issues that you're concerned about as you attempt your can't run for the State House of Representatives, some of the other things that you would expect to tackle when you would possibly go to peer?
Well, South Dakota is very diverse in its environment also, and I think it's important that we have an environment that we have clean water and clean air so that we can continue to have the luxury of being able to experience the great outdoors. And if we don't have clean water, even in agriculture, where we're dependent upon water for our crops and for our livestock, I believe that would affect agriculture if we don't have the clean water.
Sure. Where you live in District 29 in the Sturgis area, are water issues more prevalent there than other parts of the state?
I think water issues in western South Dakota may be more prevalent than the eastern part of the state. But again, we're one state, and I think water affects the state as a whole. We have the Missouri River, which divides us into East and West River, but we also have bridges which connect the two geographical areas. And I really think that we can do better.
Once again, Jade Addison of Sturgis is a Democratic candidate for the State House of Representatives in District 29. And Jade, before we let you go this afternoon, we mentioned water and environmental issues. Speaking of environmental issues, could you maybe detail some other things than the water?
Well, I'd like to see more protection of our public lands and forest management.
All right. Jade Addison, again, thank you for joining us and spending time with us here on SDPB Radio, again, running for the State House of Representatives in District 29. Jade, have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve, and may yours be pleasant.